John, you would not believe how hot she was. You would not believe how great in bed she was. Oh my God, she was the most amazing woman I'd ever met 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Now I have to admit that I'm dealing with a population that is skewed toward divorce, but I find it really interesting that almost every man that I speak to about divorce has exactly the same explanation. She was extremely hot, and now she's over 40, say in the mid-40s to 50 years old. Correspondingly, gray divorces have shot up by like 400% over the last 35 years. What is happening here? What exactly is going on? In a culture that worships beauty, like it was some kind of a special skill, why is it that these beautiful women seem to be at the center of so many divorces, seem to be the ones that are perpetrating divorce on their husbands when they get to their mid-40s? I call it the female midlife crisis. And this is something we don't talk about very much. So today, we're going to talk about it. This is Life 2.0. A 45-year-old man goes out and buys himself a sports car. Maybe he gets his hair, you know, covered up, gets some implants, maybe a toupee, something to cover up the inevitable signs of aging. We're a meme. Men are definitely a meme. People will make fun of us, call us, you know, midlife crisis man, middle-aged men in their toys. And everyone kind of snickers behind our backs. And that's fine. It's all good. It's all good. But no one ever talks about the women and what they do and how their insecurities manifest in forms that are way more expensive and more destructive than a sports car or a toupee. I looked up Meg Ryan recently. Oh my God. If you were a fan of Meg Ryan, just keep that image of her from the 1980s and 90s in your head and do not look her up, because you're gonna be shocked. The picture that you're gonna see is not the picture of Meg Ryan that you remember. No, poor Meg, she has obviously gotten a lot of work done, a lot of work done. Her face does not look anything like it did when we remember her. She is a completely different physical structure. I don't know how they did it, but she is no longer Meg Ryan. She's not recognizable as Meg Ryan. For you younger guys, Courtney Cox from Friends, you remember? Yeah, just go ahead, Google it. It's bad, it's really bad. This is what happens to women when they get to be about 40, especially beautiful women. Women who have identified very strongly with their appearance, they do some crazy shit when that appearance starts to fade. Ooh, yeah, it makes a man's toupee look like a minor investment. I mean, these women are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to preserve their beauty, to preserve their youth. And the irony is that they're doing neither. The irony is they're making things so much worse. But what I find really shocking is the percentage of women who get to this stage in life and decide that now is the time to go out shopping for a new man. Yeah, like this is the moment they're waiting for. They're gonna be 40 something, maybe 50 years old, and they're gonna upgrade. I don't know what's driving that. Is that just pure delusionment, or is that fear? I don't know, but it's an insane proposition. I can't imagine what goes through their minds to make them think that in their mid-40s or early 50s, this is a good time to upgrade their man, you know? Imagine for a moment that you're a 25-year-old beautiful woman, an 8, 9, or 10. You know, you're at the top of the food chain, you know? Every door that society has to offer has been open to you. You have been given a pass on so many things that other people are held accountable to. People want to be near you. Women want to be your friend because they want to identify with you. They want to keep their friends close and their enemies closer. And you, as a beautiful, beautiful woman, are an enemy because you have the ability to take any man that they might get or might want. And so these girls, they don't want to compete with you. They know that you are orders of magnitude more beautiful and more capable than they are. And so they want to just be nearby to pick up your scraps. Men, they want to possess you. They want to own you like you are some kind of a status symbol, you know? Showing up at a party with a beautiful, beautiful woman on your arm is better than pulling up in a Bentley convertible, you know? I mean, it tells everybody in that party who you are. This is from the perspective of the man, that you have got to have something going on, that you are special, that you are extraordinary in some way, that you have been able to capture this amazingly beautiful woman and make her your own. Especially if you're just an average looking guy, which I think most men are pretty much average looking. I mean, even people tell me how good looking people like George Clooney are, and I go, I can kind of see it. Like, I think maybe, you know, maybe I'm just not seeing the same stuff that they are. But I mean, I just don't get it. But anyway, to this woman that you now possess is more an object than she is a human being. And she has been treated like an object throughout her entire life. Like, she has been given all of these privileges, not because she's a good person or because she's thoughtful or kind or she has something good to contribute or that she has a skill set that is valuable. You know, she is given all of this by default because she happened to be born looking a particular way. Isn't this crazy? Now, and it's just pure luck because beauty standards are changing all the time. I mean, you go back 100 years and, you know, beauty standards were different than they are today. And 100 years before that, they were different again. And 100 years before that, they were different again. So it just so happens by just random luck, she showed up at a time when beauty standards met whatever her physical structure was. And so now she is going to be initially awarded with all the benefits that come from being beautiful. But then there's a really dark and ugly side that comes out later in life, especially if she's buying into it. If she sees herself as beautiful and she recognizes the way people respond to her and she uses her beauty to manipulate people and get the things that she wants, there's a price to pay for that in the future. And as a man, if you are interested in this woman because of her beauty, if you are pursuing her because of her beauty, brace yourself, my friend, because this is a short ride. You're going to get 10, 15, 20 years out of this at the most. And so you better have your frame of mind in the right place and put your legal situation in order long before she gets to be in her mid-40s, because there's a really, really, really good chance that she's going to be looking to upgrade when she gets to be about that age. Yeah. And not only that, but between now and then, it's going to be a wild ride, my friend. It's going to be a wild ride. These beautiful women really are the celebrities for everyday people. We see them on the streets from time to time. They just stand out to such a degree. It's like we're seeing a celebrity. What I find fascinating is that women read celebrity magazines all the time. So they're all very fascinated with celebrity. And that's why women are attracted to beautiful women almost as much as men are. And but they see the arc, the evolutionary arc of what happens to a celebrity woman, an attractive celebrity woman, over the course of her career. If you've watched the career of Meg Ryan or Courteney Cox or so many other women who were thought to be extremely attractive in their youth, and how they run into that hard wall in their 40s or 50s, and that beauty begins to fade, and how destructive it is to their mentality. It shatters their self-image. They no longer know who they are anymore. They don't know how they fit into society. So take that, you know, imaginary 25-year-old I was talking about a little while ago, and imagine her 10 years later. So at 35, well, she's not got quite the edge that she did when she was 25. That's for damn sure. I would say on average, that a woman loses about 1 point on the attraction scale for every decade she is over her 20s. You know, so I'd say starting at 25. So 25 to 35. If you were a 10 at 25, you're still a 9 at 35, unless you've gained a lot of weight. Like, I think probably for every 10 or 15 pounds over your ideal weight, you lose another point. You know, so that'd be the way I would work my scale. And of course, as women get married, they like to be a little freer with their eating. They like to eat a little bit more. Maybe they have babies, maybe they take on some baby weight, you know. So a woman that would say is a 10 in her 20s, you marry her, get her pregnant. In her 30s, she's a stay-at-home mom. She's 15, 20 pounds heavier. Yeah, now she's an 8, you know. She's not quite the woman she was when you met her, you know. And 10 years later, given that same trajectory, there's a good chance that she might be a 6. You know what I mean? Like, you might be going, oh man, this is not what I thought I was getting. Well, we have eyes. She has eyes. She can see what's going on. She can see how her beauty is fading. And in an ironic twist, she's kind of blaming you for it. You know, she's kind of thinking it's your fault. You know, and not only that, but that existential fear that women have of missing out, that FOMO, you know, that idea that someone else is living a better life than they are living, that their life is slipping away. They're wasting it with you. They're wasting it with you, man. And they need to find someone else to give it to. They need to find someone else they can leverage this beautiful face with and get what they want. But the delusion of that 25-year-old still exists in that 45-year-old. You know, the frame of mind, the way the world reacts, she thinks is still possible if she were just single again. If she could just get out there, shed this extra guy, you know, that you've been clinging on to her for the last couple of decades, and she could get back out there on the dating market, man, she could score a winner. She could score a real winner, because obviously she struck out with you. Yeah, I see, you know, I see it so frequently, it's crazy. Last week I talked to a guy who should have seen the writing on the wall. So he married, you know, a 9 or a 10. And he wanted to show me pictures. Like, you know, I've seen all the beautiful women I want to see. They're all the same. They're all beautiful. They are beautiful. And of course, she was just a sexual dynamo. I mean, he started to give me some descriptions that probably, you know, Zoom's going to start rating my teleconferences as rated X, because he was giving me some descriptions that were just a little bit over the top. And I mean, I think he had a wild ride for a long time. I mean, they had a child, and they were married for like 17 years, and the sex was good all the way up until the day she told him to move to the couch. No, to the guest room, to the guest room. Yeah, that's when he got really, really angry. That's when he started to lose his mind, and he moved out. Now, she, leading up to that point, went on GLP drugs. So she's in her mid-40s. So she started to lose some weight, go on the GLP drugs. And of course, as the GLP drugs kind of kick in, you know, the Ozempic, Wegovy, all of these drugs, if you're not doing some serious weightlifting, your skin's gonna get really, really loose, you know, because there's nothing to fill it in. All that fat is gone. And so you're gonna get that hollowed out look. And your cheeks up here, your cheeks in the back, your tits are gonna start sagging. You know, it's not gonna be pretty. It's gonna be pretty bad. So you gotta do something to offset that. And most women are not doing what it takes. They just wanna take the pill, take the shot, whatever, and lose the weight. So she had lost the weight, but her body was not looking so hot. Her body was starting to fade on her. And so she started getting some plastic surgery. You know, getting the shots in the lips, the shots in the eyebrows, you know, the Botox and whatever that lip filler stuff is. And she started to look a little bit more clownish, you know. She started to get that that Meg Ryan, Courtney Cox air about her. And that's when she told him to move out, because now she felt like she was getting back into shape. She was getting back into playing shape, if you know what I mean. And she told him that she wanted a divorce earlier this year. And he was furious, you know, just really, really angry about the whole thing. And I told him, you know, you're better off, because the relationship itself had been a bit topsy-turvy for the entire stretch. I mean, they had wonderful sex and lots of makeup sex, because they had lots of fights. And so you can imagine, it was a roller coaster. It was not like this guy was in a state of serenity or peaceful existence. He was on edge all the time, you know. He was always on eggshells. He was always I'm watching his P's and Q's around her. He never felt relaxed. And even just since he's moved out for the last few months, he says it's amazing how much better he feels being away from her. And every single man that I've ever spoken to who's married a beautiful woman, who's kicked them out of the house, has told me after a few months how much better they feel once they're away from her. Anyway, so this woman's got the idea in her head that she's going to go back out there on the dating market. And like so many women before her, she's going to run into the harsh reality that men are not interested in her at all. At all. Like, she's competing against 25-year-olds now. You know, there is no man out there who is rich and good-looking who is going to waste his time and energy on some retread 45-year-old woman to bet stake his claim on. You know what I mean? I don't care how hot she was when she was 25. She is not that when she's 45. And she will only be going downhill from there. She's only going to be declining from there. Because at 45, not only are you having the physical, you know, ravages of aging, but now you're going to get the hormonal ravages of aging. So it starts at about 45. That's when premenopause typically kicks in. It doesn't really finish up until around 50, maybe 51, 52. But for those next 7 years, man, it's a downhill slide into some kind of terrible, terrible situation you don't want to be a part of. Her estrogen, which is the hormone that is so critical to her femininity, is going to be declining at an accelerated rate. And when I talk about femininity, I'm talking about the glow she gets in her skin, the tightness that her skin has, the way her body stores fat around her hips instead of around her tummy. There's a certain amount of kindness and nurturing that estrogen brings about. That's why women who are pregnant or just had babies, her estrogens shoot through the roof. Oh my God. Being around a woman who's just delivered a baby, they are just glowing. They are just glowing a femininity. They are just the most delicious time. I know that you guys think that at 25 and, you know, and single, they're beautiful. And they are. They're truly beautiful. But when you're around a woman who has just given birth, like within the last month or so, there is something just as feminine as it gets right there. I mean, they are nurturing. They are loving. They are just filled, I mean, to the brim with estrogen. Progesterone. There's another female hormone that's going to take a hit. You know, this is one that allows them to maintain their some level of level-headedness. And I use that term loosely here because we are talking about women, so it's a sliding scale. But they do retain. Progesterone helps keep them from going completely off the rails. And from a male perspective, they're off the rails most of the time, but imagine what it's going to be like when the progesterone is gone, okay? That's why you get the screaming and the, you know, emasculation and the criticism and all the crap that goes with it. It's because when that progesterone drops, their ability to maintain order in their mind and in their life tends to fall away. They become really fuzzy-headed. They can't think clearly. They can't come up with thoughts. Their memory starts to fade a little bit. They just become so much more disabled on a certain level as they are going through menopause. I mean, and they realize it and they feel this sense of unhappiness within them. I mean, the estrogen and the progesterone balance themselves out to help these women feel generally okay and happy up until that point. But once those hormones start changing, that happiness starts to fade. I mean, really starts to fade strongly. And what they do is they start taking out their anger about the loss of happiness on you, because you're the guy that's there. You're the one who's obviously responsible for this whole mess. Now, combine that with the physical changes that are happening. Yeah, you can see the recipe here, can't you? I mean, you don't need to be a biologist to figure out what's going on next, because she's going to be depressed and angry and anxious and just so upset about everything. And again, because you're the man that's there, and women are externally focused, they have an external locus of control. They look outward for their motivation, but also for their status, for their state, for how things are going in their lives. And they inevitably are looking outward as a place to find the reason why things aren't going well. And you just happen to be the guy that's closest to her. And so you're the first reason that she's going to point to as to why her life is falling apart. The irony here in all of this, and I think, I remember my wife complaining during pregnancy and after our daughter was born, how no women really told her how hard this was going to be, or how what challenges that she was going to face. It was like women were keeping it all a big secret. And I thought, I don't know about that. I mean, there's books, you know, written about it. I think that people have talked about this. You just lacked the curiosity to go find out. You know, you didn't believe that this was what was going to happen. But I think the same thing happens when women approach menopause, when they get into their 40s. It's like they don't realize just how devastating it's going to be. Maybe they don't want to know. Maybe that's why they don't look into it. Maybe that's why the curiosity isn't there. They really don't want to know what they might be looking into. Maybe they think that if they have the knowledge that it could happen, that it will just make it happen. Like that they don't realize that this is what's happening, that somehow they're going to not experience it. It's crazy, but I think that's got to be it. So they don't realize what's going to happen. They start going through all these physical and biological changes, and then their lives just explode into chaos, and they devastate everyone within any kind of range. I mean, husbands, children, extended family, you name it. They just go off the rails. They turn into alcoholics frequently at this point, and that's why the divorce rate goes off the charts at this point. The number of women that are taking more and more serious drugs for psychiatric issues starts to go up. I mean, it's just a completely devastating thing. Because here's the real irony in all of this. The vast majority of men would never file for divorce, even with all the crazy shit that they're going to go through with menopause and the fact that they're not the hot girl they were when they married them. We men, we get these illusions in our minds about sitting on rocking chairs and being grandparents and just cruising into retirement and having this really easygoing, lovely life. That's what we're seeing, especially as you become empty nesters. You're thinking, well, now we can finally settle down. We can finally start to enjoy each other. We can finally get back to enjoying our relationship. That's what you're thinking at age 50, you know? But she's thinking at age 50, this is a time for her to upgrade you. And here's the really crazy irony, is the vast majority of women never find another man. They never find another man. Or if they do, they just go right into the next divorce. They just go right into it. And the number of women who are single in their 50s and 60s now is at an all-time high. It's an all-time high. It used to be that women were single because their husbands died in their 60s. That's not happening anymore. Nope, nope. And now here's the real tragedy for all you young guys. And I feel bad for you. I mean, in a way, I do. But in another way, it's kind of like, what are you going to do? So all these young guys can't get these young girls. You know why they can't get these young girls? Because they're all going with older guys. Yeah, so we're perpetuating the whole problem. And all these poor young guys are like, I can't get any girls. What the hell's going on? I don't get matches on my dating apps or whatever. There are no young women out there searching for guys my age. And unfortunately, it's because the women our age are dumping us in menopause. And so we're like, okay, I can do this again. I'm fine going back on the dating market. I'm sure I can find somebody to hang out with. And these young girls are thinking, I just want someone to pay my damn bills. I just want someone to get me out of this whole work thing. I don't know who these feminists were that came before me that had this idea that we should all be out here working. But I think it'd be much better for me just to be at home having babies, you know? And the whole Generation Z and the millennials, they're starting to come around to this idea that feminism was a bit of a trick. The irony is that the women our age, you know, the 40s and 50-year-olds who bought into the whole feminist thing, feminism didn't tell them about what happens at 45 and 50, you know? They didn't tell them that this was going to be part of the problem. There is no equal rights when it comes to aging, you know? My favorite part of aging is that as women age, they really do lose value dating on the dating market. They lose that value on the dating market. They're less physically attractive. Now they don't lose value as people. I'm gonna be clear here. There are some excellent, wonderful, warm people, wonderful women. I mean, my grandmother, she was the best person I ever knew, period. Best person I've ever met in my whole life. To this day, I'm 61 years old. She's been dead a long time. She was the pinnacle of a human being that I've ever met. And she's a woman, so I grant you that. But aging is not kind to women. But in contrast, aging is pretty kind to men. You know, we guys, we kind of get better looking as we get older. I mean, you get into your 40s and your 50s and suddenly you're just a lot better looking than you were when you were 20 something, you know? The zits are all gone. You know, you've kind of figured yourself out. You've got some money in the bank. You've got a gym membership, you know, you've developed some hobbies. Maybe you ride a bike, you run, you do something, you stay, keep yourself healthy. Now you, if you were a well-preserved man in your 40s, 50s, or even 60s, well, you got the pick of the litter. You literally had the pick of the litter. You are now the celebrity. You are the celebrities to a lot of these women because they don't want to mess around with these young guys because these young guys are still trying to figure themselves out. They want to skip all that figuring yourself out stuff and get right to established homes, right to established lifestyles, where the money is, where a man with some wisdom and some experience and who has been through some of the battles understands a little bit more about how to manage a woman and how to deal with her and how to make her happy and keep her in a place where there's balance. So, but women at our age, at 45 or 50, yeah, they are at the very bottom of the dating market. There are very few men who are out seeking these women out. I think that maybe the younger guys should go after these girls. Like after we get done with them, you young guys should probably go in for the 40, 45-year-olds, these menopausal women, because they would think it was great. They'll give it up to you in a heartbeat. And they're going to think, because of feminism, that they're going to be exercising their equal rights here, you know, by screwing a 25-year-old guy. So I strongly suggest you guys who are not getting lucky with the young girls, man, just aim a little lower. just reduce, just lower your aim, lower your expectations. They're not nearly as much fun, they're not nearly as good, but I'll tell you what, they're experienced, they'll teach you some shit. They will definitely teach you some shit. And hell, what do you care? You're having fun. It's not like you're gonna marry her, right? It's not like you're gonna make this a permanent deal. So just enjoy them. Just enjoy them. We did. You know? The point of this video is to really drive home the point that for men who are out there thinking that they want to have a long-term relationship with a woman, or even a short-term relationship with a woman, if you make her physical appearance a primary criteria in your decision-making process, and you are going to take on a woman like you do a Bentley convertible, it's going to cost you just as much, and you're going to pay a price for it. You know, the maintenance on this thing is going to be really up through the roof. So just keep that in mind. The price that you pay will be far greater than the benefits you get from it. I guarantee that. I guarantee it. It's very, very rare that a man goes into a relationship and marries a woman because of her beauty and because of the way she is in the bedroom and is happy with her after 10 or 20 years. Very, very rare. Now, if you go at this thinking, I want a woman that I can make my friend and then fall in love with, and I know that she's a good person and she has high character and high quality, and she's the kind of person that I would enjoy hanging out with, no matter what the appearance is like, well then, now you have a chance. It's not a guarantee, but it's a chance of having a healthy long-term relationship. There's still gonna be lots and lots of challenges. I kid you not. I mean, it's still gonna be very, very difficult. But once you remove the whole celebrity factor from the equation, you bring the opportunity to within the range of higher likelihood. You know, but if she's got that celebrity mentality and she's this hot, beautiful woman and she's been treated like a queen her entire life, I can almost guarantee that she is going to cause you so much pain and difficulty in your life. She is going to make you wish you had never met her at some point. So keep that in mind. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. If you're interested in coaching, go to my website at johnsgriffin.com/coaching. And, I do 15-minute free conversations. So if you want to just touch base with me, pop a question off, I'll do what I can to give you my opinion and help you through it. Anyway, till next time, first of all, remember, like and subscribe. If you like the video, share it with somebody. You know somebody who's going through this, who's got some hot girl on the line, thinks he's the luckiest man on the planet? Yeah, send him this video. Gonna change his whole perspective. Anyway, till next time, remember, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.